Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State women's basketball with interim head coach Kira Segowis, who is 2-0 since taking over the reins here at Midwestern State. That was a fun homestand. It started off with a win over Texas A&M International. What do you think you'll remember most about that night?
I think I'll remember most just the environment. Like, Military Appreciation Night specifically is always just a fun night. It's always a rememberable night. It's always my favorite game of the year, so I'm just going to remember it as that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Military Appreciation Game because it was played this past weekend. It was played on Valentine's Day, and they loved what they saw out there. It's always interesting to me that they come out here, and they're from all over the country, but they, for at least those 2 hours, 2.5 hours, they're maroon and gold. They're pulling for Midwestern State, and it's nice to have them on your side.
Most definitely.
You picked up the two wins at home. What was the difference in those two games from what we had seen maybe in the previous couple of weeks from the team? What allowed the team to get the wins this past weekend?
Most importantly, we're just making shots. I mean, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day with any win, you know. It's we're taking care of our what we can control, and that was our offense, and that's what we've always said to the girls. So, you know, at the end of the day, it was just us making shots and us just taking care of what we can control.
In terms of making shots, you had some players that really stepped up, specifically Talia Glenn and Delana Choice really came through for you in a big way, especially against A&M International.
Most definitely. And we've always had the confidence in both of those players. And, you know, they stepped up. And I feel like in the game of basketball, it can be anybody's night. Anybody can get hot. And you just got to wait and see who that will be.
I thought it was interesting when we talked in the post game the other day. You said you were kind of a defensive minded coach.
Yeah.
What would you say is your philosophy as a defensive minded coach?
You know, sticking with just from when a player's perspective, when I was playing, I was just always like, I wasn't the most offensively gifted player, if you will. And I just knew that, you know, heart is what defense really comes down to, and your effort and your will. So understanding that if you go out and give 100% on offense, your offense will benefit from that, from just steals and scores, offensive putbacks and stuff like that.
And while you might have a bad shooting night, defense should be there night in and night out for you. You shouldn't slump on defense,
100%,
right?
100%. Yeah, it should be consistent. Defense is something that you can control and be consistent at. So it's just doing those things.
And it seems like over the course of the year, Midwestern State probably has played well enough defensively to have a few more wins than they have right now. It doesn't seem like there's been much of an issue on that side of the floor.
100%. I mean, Coach Bernita and Coach Kevin have put in a great defense, and, you know, we're just seeing the fruit of that, and the girls are continuously executing those principles. So we're just seeing the fruit of what we've been teaching them day in and day out this whole year.
You had a chance to see Permian Basin and Angelo State earlier in the year, and it's been about 6 weeks now since you played them, so I'm sure the teams are different.
Oh, yeah.
But what did you learn about those teams from that experience, and what do you expect to see this weekend on this road trip?
100%. Well, we saw how physical UTPB was. I mean, we experienced it, and they continue to be aggressive, and it's just being prepared for that and not letting it shock us like it did when we played them here.
Do you think your team can thrive in a physical game?
100%, I do. I mean, we got tested with Oklahoma Christian and UTPB, and now then Texas International was kind of us being like, okay, we've seen it enough this year, and we can handle it.
I mean, one of the things that even doing all the games, you have to remind yourself about just how young Midwestern State is. Mm-hmm. Because down in the post, you've got Macy Upshaw, who's having to play a lot of that physical basketball. That's just a freshman down there.
Yeah, she's just a freshman, and she's doing what she can.
And it seems like she's getting better as the season goes on. She is really starting to blossom in front of us right now.
100%. I mean, that's what you expect from everybody over. And every single one of those girls have gotten better this season and are continuing to get better. And they will see the fruit of their labor.
And nobody exemplifies that more than Viance Powell. We're really starting to see the player that we thought we were getting here at Midwestern State, and she's just played so well over the last 2 weeks. What is she doing better now than she was maybe early in the year?
I think just not hesitating and, you know, trusting her ability. Like, we all three of us have told her, like, she's capable and just speaking into her, and she's really, she's blossomed. I mean, she's a workhorse. She'll be in the gym all the time, and I think you're just seeing that, again, that labor turn into fruit.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Any chance we get Kalissa Sevier back this week?
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully if she continues to progress, and she'll be back, and that's what we're hoping for, that she'll be back for Thursday.
She's been in concussion protocol in I think it was in Lubbock, where she hit her head on the floor.
And, right, yeah.
Had to step away for a few games. What does she bring to the team?
She brings just hustle, energy, and she's just the type that she'll give it 100% all the time. And, you know, I think that some of the stuff doesn't show up on the stat sheet, kind of like Delana Choice. I mean, she's an incredible player, and some of those stuff doesn't always turn out on the stat sheet, but just the hustle, it lifts the whole team up. And so that's what Kalissa also, she plays with a very high motor, and just that ability and her defense, she gets a lot of steals. So
she seems like she just loves the game of basketball.
100%. And we've always said that to her. She just is out there, and you can just tell she's loves it, and she's just happy when she plays.
It is funny. When you said the word hustle, the first person that came to my mind was Delana Choice.
Oh, yeah.
And then you mentioned Delana, because we've seen her time and time again make plays,
yeah,
and get stops when it just looks like the other team's going to get a layup on a steal, and she makes the play to deny the other team an easy layup.
100%. It's just her athletic ability is crazy to me, and I just love watching her play, and you know, just happy to have her back, because yeah, she's a huge a defensive asset, and her ability to score is being showcased as well recently.
I really enjoyed it. I got a chance to visit with her in the post game after the win over A&M International. I was asking her about the next game, which is A&M Kingsville, and she gave me a very short answer. It's, we're going to win. And you guys went out and did exactly that.
Yeah.
How much confidence does this team take from those two wins?
I think they take it for sure. I mean, I feel like they are, it's nice to be back in the win column, and just understanding that we can continue to win. I don't want to say our confidence ever hindered, but I think anybody likes to win. We all like to win, so it's going to make us feel good.
Yeah, but for any team, I'm not just talking about Midwestern State women's basketball, when you go through a 4 or 5 game losing streak, it starts to wear on a team. It's nice to get the win and
for
see
sure.
your work pay off.
100%. 100%. And I think it's nice, and understanding that this work is not for nothing. And it never was.
Are you enjoying the work?
Yes, I've always enjoyed the work. So I've always enjoyed it.
I probably should have led with this, but just give us a little bit of your background. And you mentioned your playing days.
Yeah.
How did you get to where you are right now?
Well, I came from Canada and saw my brother play basketball, and my parents were really big into trying different sports, and especially coming to the States, we need to continue to be around sports to just make friends. And so I did that, and in high school I wasn't the most talented player. I never thought I was going to go play college basketball, but I just loved it. I loved the physicality. I originally grew up playing hockey. And
I was going to say, you're Canadian. Yeah. Aren't you supposed to be playing hockey?
Heck yeah. No, I grew up playing hockey. So like, that's kind of where my physicality just kind of grew since playing hockey, since I was like 3 years old. So fast forward, after high school, I got my only offer was for a JUCO out in Washington State, right next to my high school, which is called Clark College. And I was there for a year and just felt I was tired of being at home, kind of got forced to you know, hit the road. So was sending out my highlights to all over the country, and I was grateful to end up at a Division III in Pennsylvania, Penn State Branch Campus. Played there for 3 years, really got there, and again, that's where my defensive really led me into being a top scorer on my team my senior year. But I was defensive player of the year my junior year, and really I'm 5'6", and I was getting like double doubles, and it really just shows that, like, no matter what height you are, no matter who you are, like, as long as you put in the work, you can be successful at anything you do. And yeah, so I was undersized, still getting double doubles, but just really blossomed off of steal and score or hustle to get that rebound and put up to allow my offense to really blossom. And then also with development through our coaches there, they've developed me as an offensive player. And then my senior year, everything was well. I was our leading scorer, but in January, after our first two games, our first practice back, preparing, I tore my ACL, and so that kind of stopped my career. I knew I knew I wasn't gonna go play pro or have a career in it, but just being on the sidelines really, you know, solidified my love for sports in general and basketball. And then I was really grateful enough, I was given the opportunity by Coach Bernita to be here at Midwestern State, and it's been such a blessing, and they have done so much for me, and I'm just so forever thankful for them and what they have done for me, and just being here at Midwestern. So I'm finishing up in May and we'll be graduating.
It was great until you had to do this podcast, right? U.S. plays Canada for the gold.
Yes.
I mean, we think that's going to happen.
We think, and it should happen, 100%.
And you got the U.S. winning that game, right?
Yeah, no, Canada all the way.
Kira, thanks for doing the podcast. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Good luck on the road this week at Permian Basin and Angelo, and then we'll see you the next week as Midwestern State plays their final two games of the regular season at home. We want to see you at DL Ligon Coliseum. I'm Pete Stein saying so long.